pretty technical.
Was there a point in your career when you felt like you learned or knew a lot more about the technicalities of it than
I started going to camps my freshman year of high school.
Okay.
So I started pretty young with the technique and all that.
Sure.
Cool.
How much has changed as you learn more and more?
My swing pretty much is the same, but, you know, there's, like, little technique things you do in the offseason to, you know, get more consistent on kickoffs or field goals and whatnot. So I change, you know, a few things every offseason.
When you get that 52, I mean, that's a great one to start. How do you build off that going forward the rest of the year?
I mean, like I said, every kick you make just builds a little confidence in you. But, you know, you move on to the next one. I tell myself I'm going one for one every time I go out there. So that kick's in the past, and I just move on to the next one and focus on making that one.
What do you think about the opportunity to take American football to England this week?
I think it's cool. I mean, it's my first time going, so I'm excited. And I heard that the fans get pretty excited for kicks and punting and stuff from soccer, so you know, maybe we'll get some cheers for field goals.
Thanks, guys.
Yep.
What were your thoughts when you heard the news about your work?
Yeah, it was exciting. You know, I don't get to choose how many field goals we kick each game, but, you know, I'm just happy we took advantage of the ones we got.
Have you played in London before?
No, never.
What are you most excited about besides the game?
Besides the game, we're actually getting to check out a soccer game while we're over there, so it'll be pretty cool to see him play.
In your opinion, what's the biggest challenge? Maybe flight, practicing somewhere unusual, time?
Yeah, probably just time change. But, you know, they helped us with little tricks to get ready for it, so it shouldn't be a problem.
Soccer game you're checking out?
Arsenal game. Yeah.